This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Sexual standards were very low in the Roman Empire, and in many societies today, well, they're not much higher. The temptation to engage in sex outside of a relationship of marriage, it's always been a powerful thing. But giving in to these temptations can have a disastrous result. Sexual sin always hurts someone. It can hurt families and businesses, even churches. It is not only a physical consequences, gang, but spiritual ones as well. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 1 today, where Paul the Apostle, speaking to the church in Thessalonica, begins to address this issue of sexual practice outside of marriage. Verse 1, Paul says, "Finally then, brothers, we beg and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God, that you abound more and more." The Living Bible says, "Let me add this, dear brothers, you already know how to please God in your daily living, for you know the commandments we gave you from the Lord Jesus himself. Now, we beg you, yes, we demand of you in the name of the Lord Jesus that you live more and more closely to that ideal." One of the great principles or purposes of this letter to the church in Thessalonica is an address, not just to them, but also to the reader today, of how to live in light of the return of Jesus Christ, both for us personally and corporately for the church. Paul begins this section with some rather practical instruction in what is faithful living as a child of God. As I said, chapter 4 begins by reminding us that our faith as Christians must, by the inherent nature of the power of salvation and the action of grace upon our life, be continually conforming us into the image of Christ. It's been said that Christian living is not a desirable option, but a compelling obligation. Now, that binding obligation is how we ought to walk and to please God. The matter of how we should live as Christians is central for all followers of the Lord Jesus. Paul now, here, he's seeking to help them and us to know how we all can fulfill that obligation. The commentary writer Morris once wrote, "When a man is saved by the work of Christ, for him it does not leave open before him as a matter for his completely free decision whether he will serve God or not. He has been bought with a price. He has become the slave of Christ." The Apostle John in 1 John 2:6 says, "He who says he remains in him ought himself also to walk just like he walked." Paul is asking, and he's begging really, he's encouraging, he's instructing us to abound more and more. Abound more and more in the pleasing of God. Now, this seems to be, I think, the great division in the realm of those who claim to be believers today. There are those that say they love Jesus, but they effectively have no real time for him. Some, if they serve him at all, do so out of constraint. They do so out of peer pressure. They really give nothing of themselves, nothing towards the pursuit of the advance of his kingdom, nor do they even put forth an effort really to live a real committed life of holiness. Some fight and struggle against this their whole lives, and yet they still claim to love Jesus. They just do not seem to find joy in pleasing God. And it's not like it's hard to please him, gang. I mean, he's a real parent, and he finds joy even in our simplest pursuits. Now, notice that this passage does not say that God is pleased by our arrival at some, I don't know, arbitrary level of spiritual standing, but rather that we are walking in, moving forward in our pleasing God. This is because, gang, there are no levels. There's no arrival at some point where you have come far enough to say, "Hey, I love him and I don't have to love him any more than I do." Look, we've never achieved enough to simply settle on our laurels and set up camp somewhere. Christianity is a living out of faith. Oh, indeed, there will be ups and downs. There'll be successes and failures, but there will always be a movement forward, even if it is two steps forward and one back. Enoch of the Old Testament fame, he was this kind of guy. In Genesis 5:24, Enoch walked with God. Hebrews 11:5 says, "Thus had Enoch pleased God," and we are told then he was taken up. We'll talk more about this the next time we get together.
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dotson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dotson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.